next stop,
rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm.
That's my favorite part. Ow, my arm.
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hey, everyone.
We're actually recording this a little early.
We
don't let you behind the curtain because Michaela, so jealous. Can I fit in your luggage?
I'm only taking a carry-on, so sadly, no.
A carry-on and a duffel just in case you have extra souvenirs.
Of course. You got to put that duffel in there. I'm going to have a lot of souvenirs. I already started looking things up.
Okay, well, let's tell people where you're going.
Exactly. I'm going to be headed off to Disneyland in Anaheim, California. And I'm going to Galaxy's Edge. So excited.
Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous.
So that's why I'll be carrying so many souvenirs back.
Right.
And I want it to be a carry-on because it's going to be a lot of delicate stuff.
Like ears?
I'm talking more of the cups.
Oh, got it.
Mugs.
Oh. You're going fancy.
Well, they have a cantina that they have nice little cups that have a porg on it. And
oh,
I'm
my
like,
gosh.
I need that. So,
that's so fun.
It's going to be a lot of stuff.
All right. So, yeah. So, we're recording this a little bit early. We're going to let you have behind the curtain. But, yeah. So, next week, on next week's episode, you're going to be able to hear all about Disneyland's Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
And preparedness for ours.
Right.
Open it up.
Right. And I'm also going to the Disney Villains After Hours event.
I'm so jealous of you, honestly. I want to go so bad.
So I'll be able to give you all the download on that next week. So big, big show next week. That's called a tease in the business. Yeah, we're super excited.
Stay
we're going to be Disneyed out when we're back to work next week.
But oh, yes.
It'll all be worth it because we'll get to share everything that we learn with you on the podcast. So let's get into this week's episode. Lots of news again. I feel like every day there's something new out about
Always.
A park. They're just all over the place. So, Busch Gardens Tampa.
So, they have, like we mentioned before, they have the Summer Nights. And I wanted to mention that it's going on until August 11th.
Okay.
And you can enjoy extended hours in the park. Riding Tigress at night is
I haven't
awesome.
Ridden Tigress during the day yet.
So take advantage. It's also cooler at night.
It is.
So the sun's not beating down on you. So
and you
got to look
go
forward
after
to that.
Work, you know.
Yes.
So.
Especially if you have a fun card, the annual pass. That they
yeah.
Have, that would be awesome. And you could experience and see their fireworks at night, Friday through Sunday night.
Cool.
During their summer nights. And their shows are really cool.
They are really good. And you know what? I live in downtown Tampa and I can see them from my
really?
From my window. Yeah. So if I can see them miles away from downtown Tampa, you know they're going to be amazing when you're actually
Absolutely.
In the park. So definitely get out there to see that. And then SeaWorld Orlando. I can't believe Mako's been around for 3 years.
3 years.
My
is the
goodness.
Third anniversary. I remember going the year it opened.
Yeah.
And now it's already 3 years. I'm like, oh, I've never, I got to go back to SeaWorld.
I've never ridden it before. Is it intense? That's the one where you're laying flat. Face down, right? Is that Mako?
No, Mako, that's Manta.
Oh.
Mako is the shark one.
Oh.
Where it's like you're like, actually feels like you're on a wave.
Okay.
So you're going up and all the way down and all the way up and all the way down. So it feels like you're on a wave. I'm motioning with my hands, even
right.
though you can't see me, but I'm explaining what
a
I'm
doing.
A wave
motion.
A wave motion as a shark would, I guess that's what they're trying to get at. But.
Yep. Have you
it's
ridden?
A lot of fun.
Have you ridden Manta though?
I have ridden Manta. That's
that
scary.
Looks intense.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've ridden it, and the thing is, it's weird to get your body adjusted to like facing down,
right.
especially since I'm trying to keep my head back.
Right.
And
the
still
gravity's
like, looking
pulling
down,
you.
I'm like, oh, my neck. No, but it's fine. After you get off of it, you're like, that was cool.
Okay. All right, and then we talked about this last episode. But they have a grand opening date now. Margaritaville's Island H2O Live Water Park, June 21st.
June 21st.
Just a couple of weeks away.
So right now they're still in previews.
Right. So if you have an annual pass, you can check it out now. But opening to the general public, June 21st. So mark that down on your list. Another water park coming to Central Florida.
Another water park.
All right. And then Universal Orlando. I'm super excited for this.
It's the longest roller coaster in Florida.
Really?
Yes. The new one that's opening up.
All right. So it's got the world's longest name. So I guess it goes with the longest roller coaster. Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure, who I love Hagrid in the movies. He's probably one of my favorite characters.
And then you could see him, too. Mm-hmm.
So it's opening at Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal Orlando in Hogsmeade. This week it opens June 13th, today. The day we're releasing this podcast, it's open.
Yes.
Big deal.
That's crazy.
So if you're in line listening to this podcast, email us and let us know how it is. themeparksandrec@gmail.com. I can't wait to get over there to check it out.
Oh, I know. It looks so cool because they were showing tests of it this past weekend. And now I'm like, I'm so jealous of everyone today that's going to be there.
Is it an outdoor ride?
It is outdoor.
Is it taking over what Dueling Dragons was?
Yes, they just tore it all down, though. So it's not over it.
I love Dueling Dragons.
I know.
Man.
Remember when it was, Dragon Adventure? Remember when it was that?
Yeah.
No.
And then
Dueling Dragons, and then they made it Dragon Challenge to go with
the Harry Potter area.
I was backwards, but yeah.
Okay, so I really didn't start riding roller coasters till probably 6 or 7 years ago. They scared me.
Right.
And that was the only one I would do that was like a real outdoor roller coaster. Like,
wow,
I don't do
I'm
the Hulk.
I'm surprised you did that one and not the others.
Well, I did the Hulk because my friend, so I went to UCF for a semester and there was like a UCF night where the park was shut down at night for just UCF students. And my friends, they knew I was terrified of roller coasters. So they put me on the Hulk in the front row.
That's the best way to do it.
No, it scarred me for life. So aww. I don't do that one, but I did do Dueling Dragons or Dragon Challenge or whatever, and I love that one, but I don't really do. I do like the Rip Ride Rocket. I do ride Rip Ride Rocket though. But I feel like
you ride the scary ones. Like, I feel like Hulk is not as scary as,
I don't know, it's just that
Rip Ride Rocket.
The launch
gets you.
But maybe I
nervous.
Should get back on it. Because I was a little traumatized because like, they literally carried me onto the ride because I wouldn't go willingly.
They're like, you're coming. And no team member was like,
no, it was a college night.
Everyone does that.
And I'm like, please don't let them do this to me. But it was fine. I survived. I just was terrified. But like, I do the launch coaster at Hollywood Studios, the Aerosmith rock and roller coaster.
Yeah.
I do that, but maybe because it's inside, I'm not as scared of it. I don't know. I've got irrational fears of roller coasters.
Yeah, that one has a launch.
Like, I've never done any of the ones at Busch Gardens.
Okay, those are a little intense.
Yes. Really?
I mean, Sheikra, I've been in
Sheikra
once.
I don't think I would do Sheikra. The drop.
The drop is too much.
Yeah, it's a little much for me.
Two drops?
I don't know.
I've been on it once. I've been on it once, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, but like, yeah. So, okay, well, pour one out for our Dragon Challenge roller coaster. But this one, I think they're going to live up to the hype. For this one.
It is. And I'm glad they just tore it down and didn't
start it from scratch.
Put something over it.
Right.
It's all from scratch.
Okay. So open now as of the first airing of this podcast. So get over to Universal Orlando and check it out. And I can't wait to get over there to ride it. All right. Let's talk about Walt Disney World. More news coming out of Walt Disney World.
They have something every day, I feel like.
You know what?
Every hour.
I blame Universal Orlando. You know why? Because they came up with this Harry Potter thing, and now everybody's got to up their game.
Oh, of course.
And they're all competing with each other, which is great for us, the consumer, because there's so much cool stuff. Like, I feel like
But you can't keep up. You can't keep up with everything.
But I feel like for years, Walt Disney World was kind of like a time capsule, where they didn't really update a whole lot of things. They added, you know, the Mine Train and all that. But, like, as far as new rides coming to those parks, they didn't have that a lot because people were still coming.
Right.
Then Universal Orlando starts the whole Harry Potter thing, and everybody's going to Universal. And then they're like, wait a minute, where's everybody at Walt Disney World? So they're trying to keep up with everybody, which is great because it means new stuff for us. But yeah. It means that my bank account is empty.
Yeah, I can't tell if that's a bad thing or a good thing right now.
Just take my money, Disney. Just take it all. All right, so the shopping experience for annual pass holders. This is exciting. I think we might need to make a trip for this, Michaela. When yes, as soon as you get back
tomorrow.
From Disneyland. I know. As soon as you get back from Disneyland, we're going over. So it's the you can be the first to shop newly released Imagination Pink and Metallic. You're speaking my language. Merchandise.
Yes.
Tomorrow, June 14th, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Disney Springs World of Disney. So I'm sure they... I haven't seen the line. Have you seen the line yet?
Have
you seen Sneaks?
I have seen the line.
Is it worth
pretty
it?
Pretty gorgeous.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why they're doing it, because the thing is, these ears sell out.
Uh-huh.
Like the donut one that I was talking about before, those ears are nowhere to be found.
You could probably sell them on eBay for like $500.
Yeah, but Disney will stop you.
Really?
Yes, because if you have a pass holder.
Right.
And you buy the merchandise with the discount.
Yeah.
And you sell it.
Yeah.
Disney can track you. As in, like, if they find out that you did it, they will try their hardest. They've taken passes away from people.
What?
Yes, by selling online.
The Disney police are watching.
Yeah. They're come on, don't take it away from someone else.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, so just watch out. Think twice before you be posting.
Maybe just have, like, you know, an underground underground connections with people who want to buy this stuff. So that's June 14th, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. I've got to go online and check out what they've got.
Yeah, the Shop Disney app usually has all the goodies. They show all the goodies beforehand.
Okay. All right. Imagination Pink and Metallic merchandise. Mm. And that's only
beautiful.
For VIP pass holders, annual pass holders. That is the first to shop. And then I'm sure if there's anything left, which I'm sure they reserve a certain amount of stuff to put in the stores.
Just, of course. Yeah. They're just showing it y'all first, and then they're going to put it in the park. So it's the first exclusive look and the
first chance to buy.
First chance to buy.
Cool. All right. And then Disney Hollywood Studios.
We talk about Toy Story 4 like every episode, but I mean, new things come out all the time.
Oh my gosh. So one of my mommy blogger friends, I think she went to a screening of it somewhere this weekend.
They had at Disney Springs.
Okay. And Tim Allen was there.
Yes. They made an appearance. Not the whole cast.
Annie Potts. Forky, the voice of Forky was there.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
And Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves is in Toy Story 4?
Yes, he is the action figure, Duke Kaboom.
Oh my God, I love that name. He's the Canadian action figure.
He's the Canadian action figure.
Duke Kaboom.
He was there.
Okay.
Me and my boyfriend, we were like, we need to go. But my boyfriend had to work. But I wanted to go so bad to bump into Keanu Reeves and Tom Hanks and Tim Allen.
Okay, Michaela, I think I know our Halloween costumes this year.
Going to Mickey's Not So Scary?
No, just here at the office.
Oh, here at the office.
You're going to be Forky.
Okay.
And I'm going to be Duke Kaboom.
There you go. We have it. Stay tuned for photos.
But now you can actually meet Forky in the park.
You can, but he doesn't move around Woody's holding him.
Okay.
But I think maybe you could hold him too. Hey, I'm excited for that.
I can't wait.
Even the thought of maybe even holding
him. Oh my gosh, I love Forky so much.
I know the trailers. I just need to watch the movie. Everyone that watched it this weekend at that preview, I'm so jealous of. But I'm excited to see it.
And we're hearing great things about it too.
Mm-hmm. And it's next weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Comes out next weekend, everybody.
You know, a movie's franchise that has four sequels, you'd sometimes think they're not all going to be that great. Every single one of them was fantastic. I think I like three the best, though.
And your friend said the fourth one was good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, did not disappoint.
Promising.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, so Disney Springs, Goofy Candy Company.
Yeah, they have these new cotton candies, gourmet style. Don't know if I'll be trying any of them. Maybe one of them, but the flavors, very interesting.
Root beer,
mm-hmm.
Sour apple, strawberry banana, key lime, and sweet mesquite. All right, I'm not a huge cotton candy fan myself. And I'm not a fan of any of those flavors. I think I'll pass on those. But
maybe
if you love
the sour
cotton candy,
apple, I think.
Really? See,
maybe
that's probably,
for myself.
Yeah. I know.
I could see them doing the, like, selling the sour apple out and maybe bringing it into, let's say, the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party.
That would be cool.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like sour apple, but I think that's the one I would try the most out of all of them.
Okay.
It's
so
just,
we're kind of.
I can't.
On that.
The sweet mesquite, like.
The sweet mesquite. I don't know about that.
I guess if you love barbecue, that's for you. Yeah, I don't know. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about your trip
right.
to Disneyland this week. Let's talk let's talk about how you planned it and all the pre-stuff that you had to do for it.
So Disneyland is going to be very different than Walt Disney World, so don't take it verbatim what I'm saying.
Disneyland
in California, but the land is pretty much the same thing. 14 acres of Star Wars galore. Mm. The land is called Galaxy's Edge, but when you're in there, it's the planet of Batuu. That's the planet, and then the town of Black Spire.
Okay.
So it's like really, really in-depth. Like, you're on the planet of Batuu, you're in this town, you're in this area.
I've seen all the Star Wars movies. That means nothing to me.
Yeah, it's not. It's supposed to mean something for the new film coming out. It's supposed to be, don't quote me on this, but they said, because of Star Tours
right now,
in Star Tours at Hollywood Studios and in Disneyland, a lot of the sequences bring you to Batuu.
Right.
And it's supposed to be where the Rebellion camp gets set up
okay.
in the 9th episode.
Which is the one that's coming out.
The one that is coming out now.
Okay.
The Rise of Skywalker.
Makes sense.
So
kind of.
It's going to be very interesting to see all that and how the cast members are going to be in the whole. Like, they are from Black Spire. They talk
all
to you.
All in costume.
All in costume. They talk to you as if you are part of the act.
Wow.
So I even looked up things where the sayings they say.
Oh.
Because I'm like, whoa, I need to find out. Like,
you need a translator just to go to Disneyland.
Heck? Like, even, let's say, strollers. They call it youngling transports. Yeah, they do, like, all the way in depth. They,
instead
of saying $50 for something, they'll say 50 credits.
Okay.
And they'll say till the, or like, I had the names of them all, but they have even different ways of saying hello.
So they're, it's not like when we go to the parks and they're just the ride attendants and all that. They're actors.
They are acting it out.
That's
so
fun.
I've seen videos of them and I'm like, well, they don't look like actors. They're just like cast members that are just saying things to make it feel like you're a part of it. But they do have actors that are there.
More immersive experience.
Now I found it. So hello, if it's daytime, it's bright suns.
Okay.
And if it's nighttime, it's rising moons.
Okay.
So when you're saying hello, it's like bright suns or rising moons.
Okay. So can we start doing that in here?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
So let's go to people around and then say,
hey, Michaela, bright suns. Oh, wait, no. So it wouldn't be, hey, Michaela. It would be like,
Bright
suns, Michaela.
Yeah, perfect.
Rising moons, Michaela. Let's just start doing that and start then, freaking out our coworkers.
And then farewell is may the spires keep you, because it's Black Spire.
Oh.
Good journey, or till the spire. A lot of people say till the spire, I heard.
What does that mean? Like, till tomorrow?
Till the next time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I leave today, I'm going to go, rising moons, Michaela, till the spires.
Yes.
And
now we got
work,
it.
People at work are going to be like, you guys are dorks. We'll be like, yes,
they
we
will
are.
Have no idea what we're talking about until we
And the ones
it.
That do, we're going to be in there. We're going to be the cool kids.
Cool kids in
yeah,
that group.
Yeah, buddy.
And of course, if you see a resistance, someone from the resistance, you'll say, may the force be with you for a farewell. So if you're going to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, maybe they'll study up on what the symbols are. The symbols, there's like many different symbols, so look that up maybe if you would like.
So like, Batuu, like, okay, so it's
the
where
planet.
The resistance, or the Black Spire is where the resistance is taking up like where they're living.
Yes.
So we won't see the bad guys walking around.
You will see. Which I think is interesting, but I guess when the movie comes out, we'll see what happens. But yes, so stormtroopers are walking around. Kylo Ren is walking around.
Dude, let me tell you what. When those stormtroopers walk down the middle of Hollywood Boulevard and Hollywood Studios and Kylo Ren, they're intimidating.
They are.
They're so cool. Like,
and I always get a good photo. When I'm there, I'm like, oh, I need to take a photo. And it's always great. They're like so in character and I just love it.
So good. It's so good. Well, I'm super excited for this.
So, yeah, lots of different. I'll go run through this real fast. Okay. I don't know is only the ancients know.
Oh.
Cell phone is a data pad. The restroom is the refresher.
Oh.
Water fountain is the hydrator.
Okay.
And like I said, child is a youngling and the stroller is a youngling transporter.
That's so great. Well,
and then if you have a pass to like scan your photo on, they say, where's your credentials?
Okay. Well, that
makes
sense.
Study up on that. I'm studying up on it.
Gosh.
I just want to see, make sure that when I walk in there, I'll be like, say the right things to everybody.
I wonder if like they've had a lot of people do that. Like, you know, if the cast members are surprised, because I mean, it's only been open for like a week or two.
I think with social media, it's become such a norm.
Probably.
That people just look up everything before they get there.
Probably.
I mean, I pretty sure I know everything that I'm ordering, even off the food menus, because I'm not wasting any time. Because at Disneyland, what I did,
okay,
and it was the easiest way, is booking a hotel on property at Disneyland. This is not the same for Disney World, and they give you a reservation.
Okay.
And it's only, you could spend only 4 hours, which 4 hours is a lot, but with the ride and the food and the merchandise, the time's going to go up really fast.
Okay.
So I have to study up and see what it is I am going to be purchasing, what I'm going to do first, what I'm going to do second, last, whatever. But when it opens in Walt Disney World, just be aware that it is not going to be like the reservation system where you're going to have only as much as a 45-minute wait for the Millennium Falcon ride, Smuggler's Run. It's going to be like 4 hour waits, 6 hour waits for Walt Disney World. It's going to be crazy, but I would still suggest, if you can, booking that hotel reservation, maybe just for one night, because they're going to be having extra, extra magic hours at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge when it opens up on August 29th here at Disney's Hollywood Studios in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
At Walt Disney World. And the park will be open from 6 to 9 a.m. daily from September 1st to November 2nd. But remember, you have to have park admission and that reservation at your hotel.
Wow.
So I'll keep you guys filled in, tell you guys all about the trip and what I liked and what I didn't like at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, to let you know, fill you in for when it opens here.
Next week's episode is going to be huge. All right. And then, like we teased before, I'm going to be at Disney Villains After Hours, which is an after hours event. You know, capacity of the park is capped, so you get to ride the rides early and quickly. The lines aren't as long. They're going to have special food options. They're going to have a Disney Villains Unite the Night stage show on Cinderella's Castle stage. They're going to have the projection, a special projection on Cinderella's Castle. The Maleficent Dragon apparently is going to be roaming the streets of Walt Disney World. It sounds super fun, not scary for me because I don't like scary things.
So I
don't think it's going to be scary. So, you know, my level of scary is like Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
So, you'll have to tell us also about the overlays they have in some of the rides.
Yes. Rides are going to have special overlays. Like, I think you told me that you heard that Space Mountain's going to be completely blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure that I'm going to do that one or not. But
I did see that someone that I know did go, and they did go on Space Mountain.
Uh-huh.
And it was pitch dark, like I said.
Oof.
But they were playing Disney villain music.
Okay. All right, I may suck it up. Is it just me, or does anybody else feel like their head's going to get chopped off on Space Mountain?
Yes, I am, like, decapitation's happening.
I'm like, because I'm a little tall in the torso, and I'm always, like, hunched over because I don't want... And it's not. Like, it's completely safe, but because you really can't see anything, you just don't know. So, all right, I might have to suck it up for everybody and just do Space Mountain
keep
completely in the dark.
Keep your head down.
Yeah, keep my head down. But it looks super fun. The only thing I'm kind of bummed about is there aren't going to be like meet and greets with the villains.
Yeah.
But I get it. Maybe next year if they bring it back. But I'm super excited to go. And like you said, it's going to be cooler. So it won't be as hot. So, yeah. So more on my experience at Disney Villains After Hours at Walt Disney World next week, along with Michaela's Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland review. But let's talk about our theme park tip of the week before we go. This is something I didn't know about. So you're going to have to fill me in.
At Walt Disney World, you could rent a boat. And there are people who drive the boats, so don't worry about that.
You don't have to be a captain. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let's say you don't want to go to the park that day. You just want to chill out, bring some snacks on a boat. I think that's pretty cool. There's different boat options depending on how many people you have, what kind of boat you want to rent. But you could take the boat around the Bay Lake, which is next to Magic Kingdom.
Right.
So with the you can get on the boat at the Contemporary or at Fort Wilderness.
The Polynesian.
At the Polynesian, at the Grand Floridian.
Okay.
The Wilderness Lodge.
Okay.
And you could also take another boat, which is different waters, would be where the boardwalk is.
Oh,
that
okay.
Water.
The Yacht air. Club, the Beach Club,
yep.
All that.
At the International Gateway.
Okay.
At Epcot, there's that water's over there.
Cool.
But you could rent a boat at the, the Beach Club, the boardwalk.
And that kind of goes by the Swan and Dolphin and all that
stuff.
It'll
take you all around there. So
very cool.
I've had friends that have gone on it, and they love it, especially during the summer.
Yeah.
Because they just go to the water parks during the day, and then they at nighttime, they go on the sun, like a sunset cruise or sunset boat ride.
Oh, fun.
And they just bring, they have alcohol that they could you could order on the boat.
If you're of age.
Of age, yes, of course. And snacks on the boat.
That sounds super fun. So many great tips, Michaela.
See, there's so much more to do other than riding rides at the Disney parks.
And I think if you're only going once in a while or once every couple of years, you've got to cram all that stuff in at one time. But if you live close enough, you can go do these other things that the parks and the resorts have going on. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Michaela,
for
enlightening us on this. All right, so that's it. Michaela's getting ready to get on a plane.
Oh, yes.
Have a safe flight. I can't wait to hear about all the stuff at Disneyland Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. All right, that's it for us. If you have any questions for us or want us to talk about a certain thing, or maybe you have a Disney tip or a theme park tip that you want us to talk about, please email us at themeparksandrec@gmail.com, and we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.